Erie County legislation is, you know, similar to the New York State legislation that's been proposed, in that it doesn't allow biodegradable alternatives, and it has a very short. I mean, granted, it's not just on the manufacturer. I mean, the New York State legislation is for the manufacturer use and sale. The Erie County is just on the sale of, you know, so it doesn't require companies within Erie County that manufacture microbeads to stop doing that. It's focused on the point of sale, and that makes sense because of the fact that it is a county legislation as opposed to a state. But because they're focused simply on the point of sale, they were able to do a really, you know, propose a really short timeline, so within 180 days you're no longer allowed to sell these products.
This is upstate New York's most populous county. How much of an effect do you think this will have on the pollution of our waterways with microbeads, the fact that they're no longer being able to be sold in Erie County?
Well, you're talking, you know, every day tens of thousands of beads are going down the drain and out into the waterways. And so, you know, you add that up, and over a period of time, it can have a huge significant effect on what is being released into the waters and into our food web, because, you know, our research has established the fact that these particles are ingested by fish and other aquatic organisms. And so it can have a huge impact. But, like, you know, I think the biggest impact that it has is that it's setting the stage. So I know Tompkins County now and Chautauqua County are both looking to pass similar legislation. And, you know, as more and more counties look at doing this, it becomes a snowball effect, right, where then that really kind of pushes the state legislature where they can no longer, you know, kind of backdoor this, basically put it on hold, which has happened 2 years in a row where the assembly passed it unanimously both years, and then it stalled the state and this at the Senate. And this has been really frustrating, especially this year where we had 39 co-signers. So we had enough senators signing on to the bill that if it had just been called to vote, it would have passed. But they just never called it to a vote.
And there are two other ways that we can reduce the microbeads that end up in our waterways. One of them is by going direct to the producers of them, the manufacturers of them. And the other is to get consumers to stop using them and purchasing them.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, And that can happen now, right? I mean, there's products on the marketplace now that people could choose to buy instead of buying products that have these plastic microbeads. And that's fantastic. And I've been going around and talking with lots and lots of organizations, you know, pushing for that. When people find out that there's plastic in their toothpaste and their face wash and their body wash, they don't want it there. You know, but it's how you reach all of those people. Because I'm surprised, you know, this has been going on for 2 years now, and I can still meet people walking down the street who don't know anything. They don't know what a microbead is. You know, and I sit there and I'll talk to them about it, and they're like, oh my gosh, I had no idea. And this actually happened just earlier this week with a colleague of mine. And so, you know, this, as much as the word has been spread, there's still people, you know, and it's understandable. Life is really busy. There's a lot of information to know. And so I think this is where the legislation is so important.